This is the Tom Bigby Tales, and I'm your host, Shannon Evans. I write about a small town in northeast Mississippi on the Tom Bigby River called Columbus. Sometimes I write about the rest of the state. This podcast is called The Anti-Tourism Greeter at the Visitor Center, or Why Would Anyone Hire Nancy Luke Carpenter to Do Anything That Involved Tourism? Nancy Carpenter's last contract day at the CVB was Good Friday. Not that anyone was counting the days, but we all were. Carpenter's last board meeting of the year with the Columbus Visitors Bureau came last Tuesday, March 26th, and yet she was not present. The pettiness of her blowing off her last large responsibility with the organization is quite telling. But she is gone, and on Friday the locks were changed, and she had to be escorted in and out of the CVB building to clean out her office, and then to go over to the Musselwhite building, which is a storage facility, where she was storing her own personal items on taxpayers' dollars. She had to clean that out under the watchful eye of others who now are in charge of the CVB to ensure she only took her own personal items and not CVB-owned items. How embarrassing that must have been for her. Columbus Lock and Key also changed the locks at the Elks Club building, the building Carpenter for years bragged was being made into a children's museum and told interested out-of-town investors who wanted to buy the building for themselves to build new venues for the city of Columbus that they wanted to buy from the CVB, that she owned the building and it was not for sale. How's that proof of ownership working out for you, Nancy? Now Carpenter takes up her new position as director of the Tennessee Williams Visitor Center. If you remember from an earlier episode, the board at the Tennessee Williams building only included $40,000 of their budget for salaries. And those just covered the docents who meet and greet guests who toured the Tennessee Williams home. That's approximately $3,300 a month total to pay their part-time employee docents. All the docents are retired super seniors who are contemporaries of my own mother. There was nothing put in their budget by the Tennessee Williams Board in September of 2023 to fund their new director, Nancy Carpenter, who started with them in October. Talk about short-sighted. Before now, that was no big issue for Carpenter, as her position with the CVB was paying about $120,000 per year with all her perks and whatnots. But now that her tenure at the CVB has ended, she has her new purse retirement from the state for retiring from the CVB and her Social Security. Now that her CVB phone, laptop, MSU perks, her car allowance, her car insurance, etc. have all ended, she's going to be eager to earn wages at the Tennessee Williams building to make up for her new shortfall. But how? Ah, remember the questionable MDAH grant that Tennessee Williams building was awarded and she allegedly tricked the mayor into promising $50,000 plus for a matching grant? Well, Carpenter decided that in her second week in her new job, she would start the renovations of the building. On Maundy Thursday, she informed the new CVB director and the docents at the Tennessee Williams building that she was closing the Tennessee Williams Visitor Center on Main Street, Columbus, starting April 8th, and that it would be quite possible that it would remain closed until possibly the end of August. Now, she's closing it April 8th, which is the middle of the two busiest spring tourism weekends of the year, or the middle of the 2 weeks. The first weekend alone and into the second, or let me rephrase that. That weekend of the 8th, which is roughly April 11th, 12th, and 13th, is spring pilgrimage of antebellum homes hosted by the Historic Home Tours. This is the bread and butter of spring tourism in Columbus. In addition, there is the Preservation Society's home tours, Porch Fest Music and Arts Festival that's drawing people in from all over the southeastern United States, two tournaments, one a soccer tournament right there on the fields right in front of the Tennessee Williams Building, and the baseball tournament that will be out at the new fields out in the county, not far from the Tennessee Williams Building. So closing the Tennessee Williams Building appears to be a punitive act from Carpenter to negatively impact the first pilgrimage for the new director at the CVB. Again, it personally appears to be a petty, punitive action by Carpenter. Nothing new there. What's seriously disturbing is how bad this makes the city of Columbus look to our visitors during this critical spring tourism window of time. The Tennessee Williams Building has been promoted for many years by the city in all our ads and PR, as well as from the magazine ads in the Visit Mississippi magazine to the Visit Columbus banner at the airport and in all our town's other PR materials to promote this community. And for it to be closed during that week makes the town look like we don't care about tourism, pilgrimage, much less about welcoming visitors to our town. This is a less than auspicious start for Carpenter at her new job, but I can't say I'm surprised based on her track record of malfeasance and mismanagement. Clearly, Carpenter has no intention of supporting tourism and the city of Columbus in her new position any more than she did when she was at the CVB. But she may have made an incredibly stupid tactical error, or as someone close so aptly put it, she's cutting off her own nose to spite her face. The CVB board funds the Tennessee Williams budget. The CVB can unfund the Tennessee Williams budget just as easily as it can fund it. Perhaps the CVB board should tell the Tennessee Williams board the CVB will not fund the Tennessee Williams organization as long as Nancy Luke Carpenter is their director. In the meantime, we can reach out to the Tennessee Williams board members, Sonic Johnson, Talia Carpenter, and President Brenda Willis, as well as Columbus City Mayor Keith Gaskin, and respectfully ask them to make Carpenter keep the Tennessee Williams Building open until after April 13th. Tell them how important it is to make sure our town's Welcome Center is open and welcoming to our visitors. Those visitors shop in our stores, eat in our restaurants, stay in our hotels, and spend their hard-earned dollars in our town. Those dollars spent equal jobs for local citizens. Don't let Nancy Carpenter continue her bad behavior at the Tennessee Williams Center. I want to thank you for coming on the Tom Bigby Tales, and until next time.